You have your Bible, turn to this book of Matthew chapter 19. Amen. Matthew chapter 19, we want to begin reading at verse 3. And the Bible says, "The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And they said unto him, Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement to put her away? And he said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so." Amen. As we look at this tonight, a very familiar passage, and you say, "Well, Pastor, this is dealing with Christ and divorce, and he's talking about men and women." And I realize that tonight, but we need to realize in this day and hour that we live that there's something so important in this life that we live that it's something that's more important or as important as life itself. That's realizing that there's a truth in the Word of God. God's Word is not a fairy tale. It's not something that's made up. It's not something that's just passed out nonchalantly. It's not something that just some men scribbled down as they had time, but it's the Word of God, inspired, the breath of God coming down to man. It comes down to us, and so we can receive it, amen, from the throne of grace, as God would have us to have day by day, so that we can be encouraged in the walk that we live, so that we can come together in one mind and one accord, the way God designed this thing to be in these lives. Days which we live, but as we're living in a day and a time when we're pulling away from the things of God, we're pulling away from the Word of God. But I want to say, I thank God this evening that God's not pulling away from us. He's seeking to draw closer than he's ever been. He's seeking, he's trying his best to build a relationship with us, praise God, that no man can sever. Amen. Praise his holy name. I'm so glad he's doing that for me and you. Amen. But they begin, the Pharisees and the scribes, and I can see it in my mind's eye today. It's just like the world we're living in all around us today. People say, "Well, preacher, what's the use? Why don't we just do our own thing, go our own way? What difference does it make?" I want to say it makes a big difference tonight in the eyes of a holy God. Amen. The world may not think it makes a difference, but I want to say in the eyes of God, it makes a difference this evening. Amen. The world was coming even in the time of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Just like today, it was no different. And they said to him, they said, "Why can't we just take it and get rid of that we don't need no more and cast it aside?" But God said, "You know what?" He said, "Ain't you not read that in the beginning?" Amen. Praise God. I want to say, in the beginning, God set this thing up. He designed it the way he wanted it to be. And it don't matter what me and you want. It don't matter what we think. God had a plan, praise God. And he instituted that plan. Glory be to God. For the glory of God. Amen. Say, might be lifted up, and man, that mankind, praise God, would inhabit this earth, praise God, and that we might inhabit the praise of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. God designed this thing and he set it up from the beginning. Amen. If you go back and look at the beginning, all the way to the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. Spoke it into existence, he did. Amen. Put it out there, praise God, so that we can see it, so we can be blessed. And in Genesis chapter 1, and in verse 27, the Bible said, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him." Now listen to this. Male and female created he them. Amen. Amen. When God was creating, praise God, I want to say, glory be to God, you were not a hind thought, a hindsight. Praise God, God had in his plan, amen, when he created, it had been to create the universe, he had in mind to create me, and he had in mind to create you. Amen. But we're living in a world today when we're saying God makes mistakes. I want to say, God don't make no mistakes. Amen. God is God. Amen. He is a God without fault. Amen. He is a God that never made a mistake. God's never stuck back and looked and said, oops. Amen. It ain't never happened, praise God, and it never will. Amen. God is that God, and He'll always be God. Genesis 1 and 28, it said, God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. I want you to see what God said. He said, I want you to take, and He said, I want you to be blessed, and I don't want you to be blessed with addition. He said, praise God, I want you to be blessed with multiplication. Amen. Glory be to God. I want God to multiply you. I want God to help you. Praise God. And when he looked and he seen it, he looked at it, he said, it's very good. We live in a world today, Brother Jeff, that looks at this thing and they say, well, you know, it's not so good. Maybe we could do it a little better. Amen. I want to say you can't improve on what God's done. Amen. You can't improve on what God said, the way He set this thing up. Praise the Lord. God had a plan and a purpose, and He instigated that plan. He put it into effect, and He allowed us to be part of His plan. Now, I don't know if that excites you or not. I'm glad I'm part of the plan. Amen. Amen. I'm glad He didn't choose to leave me out. Amen. These people today believe it. You know, He's going to leave some out and He's going to get some in. But God never intended to be that way. God meant, He said, whosoever, praise God, would trust the Lord Jesus Christ should be saved. Amen. Bless His holy name. So God began to do this thing. He began to set up an order of how this thing's supposed to be. Amen. God has an order. Amen. It's just not thrown out there flippantly. Say, well, I'm just going to throw it out there and let it just fall where it will. God's never done that. And He never will. Look over chapter 2 in verse 18. He set this thing up and He began to create these things and put them into place. And the Bible said, and the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. Amen. Did you get that? That means a helper fit. Amen. He said, I'm going to give him. Hey, but man, Brother Bill Bryson, he's not going to make it good by himself. He needs somebody to help him. He needs somebody that's fit. Amen. To help him, to encourage him. Amen. To make him, praise God, more of what he can be. Amen. So God created Peggy Bryson. Bless her heart. Amen. And one day, praise God, they come along and I don't know how it happened, but they looked at each other and they were smitten and they become Mr. and Mrs. Bill Bryson. Amen. That's the way God instituted. That's the way God set it up. Amen. God had a plan, praise God. That wasn't an accident. How you know? Because they still together. Amen. Still praising the Lord. Amen. Still magnifying and lifting Him up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Said it wasn't fit for him to. He needed a helper that was fit for him. Said out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what He would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. You ever wonder where some of these strange names for critters come from? Adam done that. Amen. And the Bible says in Adam gave names to all cattle and to fowl and to air of the air. And every beast of the field, but for Adam, there was not found an help meet for him. Amen. Do you see the picture? He created this man, put him in there to take care of things. But then God said, you know what? He said, it's about time for me to make somebody to take care of man. Amen. Somebody that'll be a helper, praise God, that'll come alongside him, amen, and encourage, and they encourage each other, praise God, for the glory of God. Amen. That's the way God designed it to be. Look at verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. Now, let me just say something right here. God knowed how things worked long before man was ever designed. See, God was already using anesthesia, praise God, before we even figured out what a word was for it. Amen. God done took old Adam, praise God, out there in the garden. He put him to sleep, praise God. They bad. What it did? Caused a deep sleep. That's a, amen to me, that's being put out, praise God. Amen. Anesthesia. And he wouldn't have done, hey, if I'd done it, I'd have had to use a hammer. Amen. But God caused a deep sleep to fall upon him. Amen. Come upon him, fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh and stood thereof. Where did he get that bone from? He took him out of his side. Wonder why he done that? Because he needed somebody that was going to be close to his heart. Amen. He didn't take it out of his foot, praise God, to be walked upon, but he took it out beside his heart, praise God, where it'd be a tender spot.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Where he would, where that little wife, that one that was fit, praise God, would be special. Amen. Amen. He sealed that up, praise God, and sealed up the flesh, closed up the flesh and stood thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made he a woman and brought her unto the man. He said, well, preacher, you preached this before. We're going somewhere. Just give me a minute. Amen. He took that, filled up, he sealed up the flesh thereof, and he made a woman. Amen. Created her in the likeness. Bible said that we'd read it, you're hearing already, in the likeness and the image of God. Amen. Kind of resemble. Hey, he said we kind of resemble a man a little bit, but they're different. Amen. Amen. Praise God, they resemble man a little bit, but they're different. They're unique. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Different. They're unique. Glory to God. Hey, you ladies, ain't you glad you are? Amen. You ought to be proud of that. Amen. Glory to God. And Adam. Now listen to what the Bible said. Brought her to him. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Amen. So that's a, hey, so I'm going to go. He said, wow, man. When he seen her. So I'm going to call her woman. Amen. Because she's taken out of man. He was excited. You remember the first time you ever laid eyes on your sweetie? You men, husbands. Amen. Or still be that way today. I tell you what, I can't wait. My little wife gets home, praise God, she comes in the door, and I'm as excited as old Gus is to see her. Amen. Amen. Praise God, I miss her. She's been gone 8 hours. Praise the Lord. I'm excited to see her. He said, therefore. He said, now this is what God said. He said, therefore. Now that God's already instituted this thing. See how God's fixing this up? God has fixed this up. He created man. He created the universe, praise God. The 6th day, he created man. And praise God, he realized he needed a helpmeet. And he created a woman. Took it out of his heart, next to his heart, praise God. A tender spot. Said, Adam, he said, therefore. Because she was taken out of man, he said, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Amen. He said there's leaving, there's cleaving, and there's weaving.
I like that.
Amen. There's leaving, there's cleaving. Amen. You get a hold of them, you hang on tight, praise God, and they're knit together. Amen. That's the way God says. God said, this is the way he's instituted. It's the way it's set up. He said, that little wife, she's going to leave home. She's going to go be with her husband. Praise God. They're going to leave. They're going to cleave. They're going to hold on to each other for dear life. Praise God, through thick and thin, no matter what's happening, no matter how rough it gets, praise God, they're going to hold on. Amen. They're going to become, they're going to hang on so tight. Praise God. It's going to look like they're one. Amen. Amen. You won't be able to tell where one starts and the other stops. Amen. I've been my little wife for so long, praise God, I can start to think something, she says it. Bless her heart. Amen. Why? Because we've become one. We're no longer separate. Somebody's talking about leaving her husband. I said, well, if Teresa leaves me, I said, she's got to give me 3 days' notice. And they said, why? I said, so I can pack my stuff. I'm going with her. Amen. Whoopee, vacation time. Amen. That's where it is, praise God. She ain't going without me. Amen. God said, this is the way it's supposed to be, praise God. He said, we leave, we cleave, we weave, and we become one. He said, God bound this thing together, praise God. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. He said, the marriage is honorable in all things, in all, and the bed is undefiled. Amen. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Why? Because that ain't the way God set it up to be. Amen. He set it up to be a one man, one woman situation. Amen. Set this thing up from beginning, praise God, so that we can be partakers in it for the glory of God. But the thing is, today we're messing up because we haven't found our place. Amen. We haven't found our place where God can use us in the scheme of this thing. Amen. I need some help up here. Brother Kevin, you and Miss Allison, come up here. Brother Malachi, come up here, please. Amen. You can give little David to my wife, Allison. Okay, all right. Call the baby, okay. Come up here just a minute. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Jeff, you want to help me set this thing out here? Amen. Say, what are you doing? I want to show you something tonight. The best way I can explain this to you is to show you. Amen. God created a man and a woman. Amen. In the midst of men and women are a lot of issues, a lot of problems, a lot of weights that we have to bear in this life. Amen. There's a lot of things, Brother Kevin, that we'll have to go to in this life before we get home. There's a lot of things that we'll have to deal with. Amen. Amen. And so God put us over here and He gave men a responsibility. He said, you've got to deal with some issues in your life. He said, it may be hard, it may be heavy. He said, you're going to have to deal with it. Amen. And he created woman. He said, you know what? He said, there's going to be a lot of tough things that you're going to have to deal with. There's a lot of things you're not going to understand. There's a lot of things that you're going to have trouble with that you're going to struggle with. Amen. So he took those problems. Amen. And he gave them to you. He passed you down and said, you got some problems. You've got some issues. Hold on to it tight. Amen. That's yours. It belongs to you. It's yours now. Amen. Big old weight, praise God. It's heavy. It's burdensome. Amen. And he said, but you're going to have to pull the weight. Amen. He said, you're going to have to pull the weight. So what do? You begin to pull. Pull. You got to pull. Pull. You got to move that weight. That's your weight. Amen. Pull. You got to pull because that's your weight. You got to bear it. Harder. Harder. Hold on a minute. God said, you know what? He said, this ain't the way it needs to be. He said to you, look, Kevin, he said, do you love me? He said, you love me? Lord says, Kevin, do you love me? Amen. He said, well, I tell you what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to send somebody your way. Amen. Miss Allison, do you love the Lord? Do you really love Him? Amen. He said, you know what? He said, I'm going to take a couple. He said, I'm going to begin to work in their lives. I'm going to create a situation where they can begin to make some decisions. So this old weight, this burden of this world, praise God, so they don't have to bear it alone. Amen. So one day, God told her, He said, listen, said, let me tell you what to do. He said, let go of your burden. He said, just lay your burden down right there. He said, this fella here over here said he thinks you're the best thing since sliced bread. Amen. And he said, you know, he's in this thing. He said, Miss Allison, will you come over here and will you help me bear my burden? Amen. Can we bear it? Can we bear this burden? He said, can we take this burden? Can we take the load together? So you come over to him, and what you do, you get a hold of his burden. Amen. And praise God, that burden's still there. But praise God. And Brother Kevin, he said, you know what? He said, honey, come. I said, with the help of the Lord, he said, we're going to take this burden. We're going to move this burden on and down for the glory of God. And so what do? You begin to pull together. Amen. You begin to pull together. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that burden ain't any a whole lot easier, praise God, when you're pulling together in the same direction. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But now wait a minute. There's some loose ends here. There's some loose ends here. That what are we going to do with? Amen. They got this burden. They got their end of it tied down. Amen. Did you see mom and daddy? Did you see what happened in their life? You see how that burden was big? And when they was pulling against each other, they couldn't move it. But when they got together, what happened? It began to move. Amen. It began to move. So you got to decide in yourself what you're going to do. Amen. Here, come here a minute. You've got a burden now. This is your burden. And you've got to decide, Malachi Morgan, what you're going to do with your burden. Amen. Your burden's here, it is your burden's there. And praise God, your parents' burden's there. What are you going to do with your burden? Is that what you want to do? Amen. Yes. So what you do, you take your burden and you go over where mom and daddy is. Amen. Because you've already seen mom and daddy, praise God. This God's put this thing together. This is the way it's supposed to be. And you say, you know what? Mom and daddy's got a burden, praise God. They're my mom and daddy, so I'm going to bear the burden too. Amen. So instead of staying out there, praise God, you come alongside them and you say, I'm going to help you, mama. I'm going to help you today. We're going to bear this burden together. Amen. It don't matter what the devil throws at us, what the devil wants to do, praise God, we're going to bear this burden together. So you just begin to pull together. What about that? What about that? That burden is light because you're bearing it in the Lord the way God says to do it. Amen. It's no longer about you. It's no longer about me. It's no longer about him. But it's about us, praise God, doing it the way God says. Amen. And we begin to pull that burden. And you can take it all over to church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because it's no longer lies. And you're not pulling against each other. See, God never designed us to be pulling against each other. Because that burden will never move. Amen. Unless, Brother Kevin, you strong-arm your wife. Or unless you strong-arm your husband. Amen. But when we get on the same side and we start working, we pull together. Praise God, that burden, that's the way God designed it to be. That's the way God said to fix this thing up. He said, when you take a man and you take a woman and you put them together the way it's supposed to be, and God begins to work in that relationship. And then before long, guess what? Along comes the apple of her eye. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's just tickled to death to be here. Amen. And he begins to grow. And they begin to say, you know what? We got to pull together. Amen. We can't work against you. We got to pull together. And they begin to get on the same end of the rope. They begin to pull the burden together. You see what I'm saying? This is the way God said. This is the way God set this thing up to work. And if you say, well, preacher, it ain't working like that for me. Well, let me ask you a question. Where's your rope? You got your weight right here in the middle. Your weight's right here. Your load's here. Your burden's here. Your husband's here. Your wife's here. Amen. But where's the rope? You know what we need to do? We need to get the ends together. It's time that we brought the ends together. Amen. Said, you know what? Mom and Daddy, we're going to go with this thing together, praise God, because that's the way God said to do it. Amen. And then you know what Junior will do? You know what Malachi will do? He'll come along, he'll say, you know what, Mom and Daddy, praise God, it looks like they're enjoying it. The burden ain't too bad heavy. I'm just going to pull with them. Amen. Amen. On a foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way God said this thing's supposed to work. Amen. That's the way it works best. It don't work outside that. It took me a long time to figure that out. I'm kind of thick in the head. Amen. Pride rose up and said, I can do this. But guess what? I couldn't. I've confessed I made a miserable mess out of it. But boy, I've learned from that. God's rooted in my heart, praise God, if I can help anybody to do it right, we can do it with the help of the Lord. But we've got to pull the ends together. Amen. And we've got to pull together for the glory of God. Amen. You can set that down there. Thank you for being so kind to me. Appreciate the Lord. But we're living in a world today when there's no absolutes. People say, well, I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do. Well, but I won't say God said this is the way it's supposed to be. But we're living in a day. And let me close with this. I told you I was going to preach on purple penguins. We're living in a day when there's no absolutes. We're living in a day of purple penguins. Purple penguins. You say, what are you talking about? They was a school in Nebraska just this past week. A school in Nebraska that came out and they said, you know what? We don't want to offend nobody. So, Landon, come here a minute. You and Lila, come here a minute, Lila. Landon, I want you to get over here on this side. And Lila, I want you to get right here. Just stand there, please. There's a school in Nebraska said that we don't want to offend nobody. So we're no longer going to call this a boy. Said, he's no longer a boy. And said, that's no longer a girl. Amen. I'm serious. They said, you know what, to keep things down, because, you know, she may wake up tomorrow and she may not feel very feminine. She may say, you know what, maybe I ought to have been a boy. And said, he might wake up tomorrow and say, you know what, I feel kind of funny. Maybe I ought to have been a girl. Amen. So they said, we're not going to call them boys and girls no more. Get this, they said, we're going to call them purple penguins. Amen. Are you getting this? Well, what it is, it's something that's not even real. There is no such thing as purple penguins. What they're doing, they're teaching the same thing the devil's been trying to teach for years. He said that you don't have any identity, and it don't matter who you are or what you want to be. Amen. But see, that's a lie of the devil. Because God created her in the likeness and image of Himself, and He created her a little girl. Well, a big girl now. Amen. Almost a woman. He created her a girl. And He created him a man. And they're not purple penguins, praise God. They're boys and girls. Amen. Amen. But the devil wants us to believe that there's no absolute truth. He wants us to believe in these shades. He wants to count doubt. And if he can get you to count doubt on yourself, he can turn you over to a reprobate mind to do those things which is not convenient. Amen. He can destroy our youngins' mind. They're doing it in these liberal schools. I tell you, parents, you better put your foot down on these schools and say, you know what? My kid ain't going to... You ain't teaching my kid that junk. Amen. This is a young girl, praise God, in the likeness and the image of a holy God. Amen. Amen. And this is a young man, a boy, praise God, in the likeness and the image of a holy God. Amen. He was born a boy. He's going to stay a boy. Amen. She is born a girl. She's going to stay. Why? Because they're proud of what God created them to be. Amen. They're not purple penguins. They're human beings created in the likeness of God. Amen. They're created, praise God, that God could take these young men, these young women, praise God, and they could grow up to know Him and to love Him, praise God, and to praise Him all the days of their life so that they could have glory be to God, bring glory to His name. Amen. He didn't bring them up to get them to question who they were. Amen. We should never question who we are. Praise God. We're exactly what God created us to be. Amen. And we're created what we are. We're put where we're at to bring glory to God. But what we got to do is we got to figure out where our part is. Amen. It's where our part is. It's just about getting hold of that rope. Praise God. Figuring out where we want to be. The load's here. The weight's here. The decision's here. But who do we want to? How do we want to make those decisions? We want to make them with the help of the Lord, for the glory of God. Amen. Because there is no such thing as purple penguins. Amen. These little girls and these little boys that's growing up in this world, praise God, and they need to know exact. They need to have an exact truth. They know who they are and know where they stand, praise God, in the day and hour that we live. And we do that today by figuring out where we are with God. When we get in our place, the way God created this thing to be in the day and hour that we live. He created this thing just exactly like He wanted to be. He don't make no mistakes. Amen. He created just the way He wanted to be. And that little one over there in your wife's womb, bless her heart, she's sick as a dog. But glory be to God, in a little while she'll get over that, and that baby will come in this world, and she'll forget all about that morning sickness and evening sickness. Amen. And that little old boy, that little old girl come out there, praise God, wah, wah, wah. And boy, I tell you, mom and daddy, amen, praise God. And it won't, and brother Andrew, it won't matter if it's a girl or if it's a boy, but it'll be a gift from God. It's not a purple penguin. It's a child of God, amen. It's a child of God. There is no such thing as purple penguins, but there is such thing as children, amen. The Bible says they are the heritage of the Lord. I wonder why anybody would want to do away with that. Why would anybody want to do away with a heritage of the Lord that He's given us? I'll tell you why. So He can destroy mankind. See, if the devil can take this little girl and get her to question whether or not she's supposed to be a little girl or not, then he can get her deceived and he come up and say, you know what? I'm just not ever going to do this thing the way God says. You know, I'm not going to leave mom and daddy, and I'm going to go and leave and queave and weave and become one with some fella. I'm going to do it my way. And boy, you know what the devil does? He just, boy, I got that one. One more, and humanity, a little bit more, humanity will cease to exist. Amen. Amen. But I want to tell you tonight, there is no purple penguins. There's little children, and there's children of God. And we need to decide today. We need to decide today, praise God, that the truth is the truth. Amen. There is no gray areas with God. Amen. God created you in the likeness and image of Himself. Amen. Male and female created He them. Amen. Amen. How did it happen? How did you end up being a little girl? Amen. And Landon, how did you end up being a little boy? Amen. God wanted him to be a little boy. Amen. Tell you what, we're messing up a lot of times in the world. We take our little boys and we raise them up like little girls. We take our little girls and we try to raise them up like little boys. Amen. We need to love them, nurture them, praise God, but we need to raise them up like they are. I know a family right now, and I'm not throwing no rocks, but the little boy was born, and from the time he was a little baby till he got up to be a teenager, his mama raised him like a little boy. She bought him vacuum cleaners and little ovens and she's like a little girl. She raised him like a little girl. And guess what? He don't know what he is today. She raised him up and confused him. Amen. We need to take our little boys and we need to raise them up as little boys. Let them get out in the dirt and scratch and root around, praise God. It won't hurt them. Amen. I eat it. My sister fed it to me with a little cinnamon sugar. Amen. Look at me now. You say, no wonder. Listen, you mothers. You take these little old daughters and you take them under your wing and you teach them how to be a lady. Amen. How to keep themselves covered up. Amen. How to put their nice dresses on and wear them to church, praise God, and give God the glory. Amen. How to step out and how to be a lady that she should be. Amen. Teach her how to cook and how to clean and how to take care of the home. Amen. Teach her responsibility. Amen. And take those young men, praise God, and get them out there and teach them to drive that lawnmower, mow everything around if you got it. Amen. Amen. Why? Because Brother Bill's raising him up to be a little boy. To be a man one day. Because they're not purple penguins. Amen. They're not purple penguins. They're boys. And they're boys and they're girls. I'm about to get them mixed up. Amen. They're boys and they're girls. That's the way God created them. Amen. And He created this thing. What am I saying tonight? I'm saying they ain't nothing about this accident. Every bit of it, praise God, is a plan of God. He had a plan and a purpose. And praise God, I'm saying glory to God, He allowed us to be a part of that plan and a part of that purpose. And we just got to fell in there today. Amen. Mom and Daddy, just get on your side of the rope together and pull for the glory of God. Amen. Let them youngins, praise God, get on there with you and help you pull. Amen. Amen. That's the way God designed it to be. Amen. You just can sit down. Thank you. Why? Because there is no purple penguins. Amen. There's just truth that comes from God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The only penguins I ever seen was those little black and white ones. Amen. Looked like they got two tuxedos on. Waddle along. Amen. Amen. There is no such thing. But they want to tell you. They want us to believe a lie. But the Bible says in the last days that people would believe a lie and what? Be damned. Amen. All the way even to the destruction and annihilation of the human race. The devil would like nothing more than to wipe us. He don't care a bit more about us than nothing. He'd like to tear up our lives and tear up our homes if we'll let him. But you know what? I don't think you want to let him tonight. I think you decided that you're going to go to the right way. God's way. Become part of His plan. Amen. And pull in this thing together. Work together for the glory of God. Amen.